News. New Zealand government teams are with the International Financial Corporation, a member of the World Bank Group, by conducting a focus group discussion to resolve the waste problem in Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti in Jakarta stated that this initiative was undertaken as several regions in Indonesia are currently facing a critical waste management situation. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto reiterated goals for Indonesia to achieve food self-sufficiency and become the world's food barn to assist neighboring countries through humanitarian missions. The President conveyed this during the mass planting activity across 14 provinces in Ogan Ilir District of Sumatra Province on Wednesday as a strategic effort to strengthen food security and sovereignty. That's the news.
Oh,
room village, someone had this week, the new money is Java. The waterfalls are part of the perfect forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Manyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Manyuwangi. There's not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about Earth Hunter, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Manyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep leaves.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me on the Faisal on Indonesia today. Well, we still have such much spirit in doing your activities. Yes, you have to. You have to do it with full of spirit. I mean, enthusiastically, mister. Because by doing anything or activities enthusiastically, this can also indicate that you are ready to fight for. You are ready to struggle and even to sacrifice to reach about your goals. Yes, this must be done by yourself. Don't let other people judge you as a lazy man. Don't be like that. Then at least, every day, you must have such a new spirit. The activities that you do must be based on your target maybe, and this can also give you such better improvement at least for your skills or capabilities. Well, it is must be done by yourself, by having, you know, togetherness with your college, with your friends or family, but whatever it is, do it as simply as possible and work it out. And listener, talking about that, seems that, you know, by listening to our program at www.voice.id, it is also expected that you will know about information, about our music, and many more about our interesting segments. But, so please stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and also RRI station across Indonesia with RRI.co.id. And also, you know, RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
the famous speeches in Chicago with the distinctive beauty of birds chirping into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history. It has been well-known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, blue air, and big waves that hit the grass. All those add to the charms of the beauty of this Palm Howell Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Palm Howell because there are holes in the grass or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Howell Beach in Finland means stove, so this beach is named Palm Howell. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliff that jumps into the sea is Neiroikido's friend, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Palm Howell Beach, a view of the high seas under the big waves hitting the rocks. It's a very beautiful scenery here. In this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach for the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxing while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Hari Maruwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here's Banyu Moto by Nera Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening. Indonesia air sampai setinggi pohon batu yang ada di kawasan Mangrove ini tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus pendaratan. Di sanalah
fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Gunung Gogo Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh, of course the impact also reached here.
Because
then Tongli at that time, Wayan Tennessee, in the Bahamas area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding about 70, there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as a mile piece in this narrow area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah,
thanks, because I forgot that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. That's what we see. That's why the function of the mangrove forest is as a food and guard on the coastline of the island that we have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BREEAM. Exactly. When tsunami in Palawan, for example, we got very clear information that there was no flooding in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forest is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabeds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees, and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the creatures of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai. And secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, means, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been defined because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifa, a researcher from BREEAM. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems, or in international platforms called nature-based solutions, is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last 2 decades. NDS in GDPR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several spatial forums. Why is it important? Because there are two benefits, not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure, such as a tractor. It is very profitable, and this one in community with the mangroves. Economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Bahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this IO, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Murah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
We
have kitchen and catches, whereas fishermen who have local catches and the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is full month at most. It has seasonality. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop, we can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other species that is living in the town operating cars and catfish, and full catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature? There is no limit to the number of fish we catch, but the crab has a size. The size that can be caught is 250 grams, which is the lowest. Then, there are the types. We have a size that fits our agreement to inch nets that we use to catch other fish. And there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch. I cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove trees, the loss of wildlife, the loss of cleared land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding land. So, strengthening the ecosystem services, such as the mangroves, or the disaster risk reduction, can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while improving the mangrove communities or land, small islands still have been yet loving land, and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome while the economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very drastic. Yes, we talk about responsibility. Actually, ideally, it is a shared responsibility. And shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism, or in line, so they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let a community feel that it has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So, it must be in line. As an implementarist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Gunung Gogo Cari, Murah Rai, Bali, what is the help from Wayan Konantara?
For the community, we upstream and downstream, that's work together on how to function waste, and how we do not throw garbage down the stream, which will eventually end up in this mega forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, simplify, so that the environment can be well maintained. Berjumpa dengan sore hari, bertemu bunyi ombak, menghirup wangi gumpal. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Because of the flow of the Alpas River and the rocks on the edge of the river, the tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and Kapal means stone or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. Visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water, the natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times here. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Kungotan Hamlet, Kimmel Yong Village, Yulan District, Manto Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jokia City, so it's Bonasari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Jakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep your environment clean and not littering.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubui Bulan. This Umbeli song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Beni Chorda created the song Bubui Bulan. It was later popularized by Beni Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Mimi Maida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, the song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listen, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubui Bulan by Fiki Sianipan featuring Desi Puspita Sari. Enjoy!
Thank you.